الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
Now we move on to the next section, that which invalidates the fast that only requires qada. That which invalidates the fast and only requires a makeup, a qada. Let me give you a principle here, as well, easy to remember. This is a very good principle. If anyone eats, if one eats something that does not contain any nourishment, okay, somebody breaks their fast with eating something that contains, that does not contain any nourishment, what is it called? Ghiza. Or it does contain nourishment, but there is a valid reason for eating it. So if somebody eats or drinks something, okay, this is whilst in the fast. I will go through the reasons 1, 2, 3, 4 anyway, but this is just a general, if you keep this principle in mind, then there's about how many things? 12 things. How many things? There's a list. Can you see the list in front of you? Sorry, 12? Yeah. But this principle covers all these 12 things. What's the principle? The qa'ida is if someone, a person, one eats something that does not contain any nourishment, or it does contain nourishment, but there is a valid reason for the consumption, for its consumption, then in this case, there is only qada. Fasting is invalidated, broken, but only qada. Also, further, an act that does not include the completion of sexual gratification. Remember we said in kafara, complete actual sexual intercourse. This is an act of sexual gratification, but it's not a complete act of sexual gratification. I'll give you examples which will come anyway. But it's not a complete act of sexual gratification. For example, masturbation, which is absolutely haram and sinful. But it's not a complete act of sexual gratification, well, it's not supposed to be. Complete act of sexual gratification, then this only necessitates only what? Qada, a makeup, and no kafara. You guys clear with this? This is a general principle. This is the qa'ida, or what we say, dhabit, a principle. Okay, let's, in light of this general principle, let's look at the list. Number one, this is not actually mentioned in the books, but I added this as number one because a lot of people don't know about this. Not observing the fast of Ramadan altogether. Remember what did we say in kafara? After you start the fast and you invalidate it. Somebody, despite not observing the fast of Ramadan being a major sin, despite being absolutely deprived, completely deprived from the blessings of the fasting of Ramadan, despite the sinful nature of not fasting in Ramadan without an excuse, despite committing a major sin, if somebody was not to fast altogether, then it's only a qada. You didn't fast all 30 days, you just do 30 days afterwards. You did not start and break it. So number one, not fasting altogether. Number two, eating those things that are not for nourishment. Remember we said anything that's eating which is not nourishment. Eating anything that does not contain nourishment, it's not food. Why, after you start your fast? So somebody ate a stone. Does anybody eat a stone here? Stone, for example. Or somebody ate, for example, they give loads of examples like raw rice. Because that's not something nourishment that somebody eats. Something that you don't normally eat. Or something like soil. Somebody eats soil. Take soil and eat it. These things break your fast, invalidate your fast. What does it do? It invalidates your fast. But only necessitates only what? Qada. Because it it's not eating something that is a means of nourishment. You're not eating food or nourishment. It's just what, so it does not contain nourishment. So, soil and things like that, cotton, paper, swallowing a pebble, things like that. There's many examples, but we'll suffice with those examples. You know. Number three, dropping medicine or anything else in the, number one, in the anus or in the nose or in the ear. Or what they say, ihtiqan wa isti'ad. Dropping medicine or anything else into the anus, okay? And also in the nostrils and in the nose. Or for example, dropping medicine or oil or eardrops in the ear or water in the ear. There's a difference of opinion on the water, but in the Hanafi it's called even dropping water intentionally inside. If it just goes like that, it's so, you know, this is deliberately. Okay? And also for females, the same ruling is for the vagina, the same ruling is for the vagina, that which is for the anus. So any of this will also invalidate the fast. Again, going back to the principle, remember anything that reaches the stomach, the body, the cavity, to the stomach, to the brain, through the normal, regular channels of the body. I will explain this again further when we talk about injection. So all these, you know, areas, these are normal openings of the body. Anything in the eyes? No. Because eye is not considered as a normal, regular opening, normal channel. What we call manfa in Arabic. So the ear, the nose, the mouth, and the private parts, the front and the back. But with the male's front private part, there's an exception to that. Because they say normally, I mean, normally it's difficult to enter something through that, and even if something does, it's very difficult, it doesn't get into the body. So it's only the both passages and the private parts for the female, and for the male, just the rear passageway. And the nose, and as I said, the ears and the mouth. These are the normal, regular openings and channels of the human being. And if anything was to go through them, and then would they reach the brain or the stomach, then it would invalidate the fast. But here, we're talking about only requiring what? Qada. So this is not eating food, this is not drink. This is, number three, is like dropping a medicine or something in other than the mouth. Dropping medicine or something else in other than the mouth. Do you understand? That's what we said, the nose. We said the ear. Do you guys understand? Yeah? We're not talking about the mouth, because if it's deliberately entering something in the mouth, then that's breaking your fast, invalidating your fast, and you have to do a kafara. This is through the nose and the other, you know, the openings of the body. Number four, if somebody was forced to make something enter, even in the mouth, forcefully, something was poured down forcefully. You know, somebody took you, open his mouth, took water, come on, drink it. Your fast is invalidated, it's broken, but requires only now what? A qada, a makeup, no kafara. Number five, eating, drinking, khata. What does that mean? Accidentally. Somebody was doing wudu, gargling, and accidentally a drop of water went down their throat. Only a qada, if fast is invalidated, requires only a makeup, no kafara. Because it's accidental. It's a mistake. Accidental and mistake are the same things. We have forgetfully, accidentally, deliberately. Deliberately, water in your mouth, qada and kafara. Accidentally, mistake, only qada. Forgetting, your fast is a break, which we'll talk about, inshallah. Like, for example, rainwater went into your mouth and accidentally went down your throat. Not your fault. Your fast is broken, but no kafara, only qada. Number six, if somebody was already fasting, and there was a valid excuse, remember the definition, we said that there's no valid excuse for you to break the fast. Somebody was already fasting, and they feared for themselves, serious fear on themselves, on their life. So with an excuse, and normally you would take the opinion. I mean, if it's your past experience or something that's absolutely obvious in front of you, then of course you don't need to go and ask a doctor. But normally in all cases of fear of health, you need the consent, you need to ask a doctor, specialist in the field. And normally the fuqaha, the jurists, they always put down a condition, an upright, good Muslim doctor. Why do they say Muslim? In generally all the cases, like in abortion or things like that, it's always. The reason for that is because a Muslim doctor, like for example, do you need to fast or not? Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضٌ, we'll talk about when you're ill, you don't have to fast if you're ill. Now, do you decide and judge you're ill or not? No, the medical expert will decide. Something is obvious, then you don't have to ask the medical expert, okay? But if it's not, like for a pregnant woman or for a breastfeeding woman, it's coming, we need the opinion of who? Muslim doctor. Why a Muslim doctor? Because a Muslim doctor knows the importance of fasting. He will only advise you not to fast if it's really. Because the non-Muslim doctor will not understand truly and will not appreciate truly the importance of fasting. Hence, even if you can fast, they would say it's better, maybe you need a bit of fluids in your body and this and that. No, it's not good for you to fast. Do it later on. At the moment, you shouldn't fast. But a Muslim doctor would know how important fasting is, and then we'll look at your condition. So therefore, hence, if a non-Muslim doctor was made aware of the absolute importance of fast, then it's fine, then you can take opinion, right? So when you fear for yourself, number seven, if somebody ate deliberately after eating forgetfully. You know this brother here, what was his name again? I forgot your name again. Huh? Aziz, yes. I should know your name, but I forgot. Brother Aziz here, by forgetting he ate something. When you eat something forgetfully, does your fast break? It's not invalidated. He forgot. You know, he woke up and he completely forgot that he had a fast. He took a drink of water and everything, and he had breakfast. And after breakfast, I was fasting today. Oh no, my fast is broken. Now, his fast was not invalidated. But he thought, he misunderstood, he didn't know this Islamic ruling. He thought, yes, fast has been invalidated. He said, oh, it's invalidated now anyway. Let's have lunch as well. Okay? So he had lunch. Now, second time around, it's what? Intentionally, deliberately. But again, it's only qada and no kafara. Why this doubt again? He was mistaken, he didn't know the ruling. Always, any doubt, there is no kafara. So it is qada. You understand? So here as well. Likewise, same thing about sexual intercourse. Forgetfully first time, deliberately second time, not knowing the Islamic ruling, only qada. Number eight, somebody at the time of suhoor was a resident. Remember traveler, we're going to talk about the traveler, but I'll tell you this one here now. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. Allah says in the Quran, when you're ill and when you're traveling, you don't have to fast. We all know that, right? Everybody knows that? Yeah, when you're ill, when you're traveling. Now, one thing which people do not know about traveling, I'll just mention it here, I won't repeat it again. One thing people do not know about traveling is that the condition for the permissibility of not fasting whilst traveling is that you already start your travel before your time of fast begins. If you're traveling 10 in the morning, don't say, okay, I'm not fasting tomorrow because I'm leaving home at 10. You have to fast. If you don't want to fast, if you think you're going to the airport, just leave before suhoor. Leave your house and go to, if you're going to London, just go to somebody's house down there in London, your relative, and stay there a night before. You have to begin your journey. You have to leave the boundary of your cities before suhoor time. So if suhoor ends 4 o'clock, then you have to leave the outskirts of Loughborough or Leicester or wherever you may be by what time? Before 4 o'clock. Traveling has to start. Remember, this is a very fundamental, important ruling that a lot of people don't know. So anyway, connected to that, if somebody was a resident at home at the time of suhoor, yeah, you were in Loughborough, by the time of suhoor? What's the ruling for you? Do you have to fast? You're traveling at 10 in the morning. Do you have to fast or you don't have to? You have to fast. So you fasted. And then 10 o'clock you left to go to Gatwick Airport because you're traveling somewhere, going for Umrah, inshallah. And then you thought, now I'm traveling, I can break my fast. So you ate, took some crisps and drinks out and burgers and whatever you need in your car. At 12 o'clock, I'm traveling. You've broken your fast. You've invalidated your fast in the travel. Your fast becomes invalidated, but again, there's only a make of qada and not a kafara. This was the traveling bit I was trying to talk about at that time. There's only a make. Why again? Because you're traveling. Traveling normally allows somebody to break the fast, so that's why. Because of the shubha of traveling, because of the doubt, because there's traveling involved. So that's number 8. We'll just finish this off and then we'll have a small break. Number 9, doubt in suhoor or iftar. If somebody akala wa shariba, ate or drank something, doubting that suhoor time had come to an end. Nowadays we have timetables, so you know exactly 3:57, so you know 3:57. But in those times, you know, they had to look at the sky and things like that. But even now, if somebody wasn't too aware or something, or for example, somebody made a mistake. If somebody really made a mistake and they ate after the time went above, yeah, and their, you know, time was wrong or something like that, then again, it's only qada. Any kind of confusion, mistake, things like this, always qada. Oh, this is a basic principle. So if somebody made a mistake in either not knowing the time of suhoor properly or the not knowing the time of iftar properly, again, qada, no kafara, your fast is broken. If you went even 1 minute above the time ending, your fast is not counted, it's invalidated, it's not accepted, but only require one makeup. And likewise, even for iftar. You thought that adhan time's done, your watch is like 5 minutes ahead. Yeah, so it's 8 o'clock, it's already 8 o'clock, bismillah, you know, Allahumma sunto wa lika aman, bismillah, you take. And your brother just comes in, what are you doing, what are you eating, still 7 minutes left. And then you find, oh no, 7 minutes left. You broke your fast. Only qada, don't worry about it, take it easy, it's okay. It's not deliberately, it's not intentionally, it's a mistake. Okay? So, remember that. And number 10, any kind of discharge, ejaculation. We say ejaculation or discharge because it's for males and females. Or we can say an orgasm. Al-inzar, in Arabic they say inzar. Without actual sexual intercourse, any kind of discharge requires only a qada. Because remember, what was that in the mention when we talked about that which requires kafara as well? Complete sexual gratification. So what the Jews say that anything besides actual sexual intercourse, whether it's anal or vaginal, we talked about it, everything besides that is incomplete sexual gratification. Which means that it's important to be clear and, you know, explicit, because we are all adults, right? So there's nothing wrong. And number 2, we need to understand this. They say, أَنزَلَ بِاللَّمْسِ, that the man, for example, by touching his wife, he ejaculated. He was playing around with her, or he was kissing her, or caressing her, or fondling her, foreplay. Ejaculated, only qada. Okay. Also, you know, he intentionally ejaculated intentionally, deliberately, by playing around with his wife, but without actual sexual intercourse. You probably understand what that means. But anyway, it's only qada, there's no kafara. Also here, masturbation. Absolutely haram, sinful, but breaks your fast, invalidates your fast, but only requires what? Qada and no kafara. And also for females, it's the sexual discharge. That's number 10. Number 11, we have 2 more left, and we'll have a short break. Number 11 is to intentionally make something enter, intentionally make smoke enter your throat. Now, making smoke enter your throat, there's two situations: intentionally, deliberately, or unintentionally. When we'll talk about those things that do not invalidate your fast, we'll talk about smoke entering your body unintentionally. That does not invalidate the fast. Intentionally, deliberately making smoke enter your halaq, your throat, such as, what's that? Smoking. Or some shisha. You know what shisha is? Yeah? Everybody knows what shisha is nowadays. All of this, smoking, cigar, pipe, it invalidates your fast, it breaks your fast, but it does not require a expiation, kafar. Okay, because of smoke. So this is to do with, and if somebody, for example, went into a room, or like passive smoking, you know, you're smoking, somebody came to you and blew on you, and you took it inside your nose and throat. It's not intentionally, so fasting is not broken. And finally, this is very important, about vomiting. Just understand about vomiting. Vomiting only invalidates the fast, number one, if it's done intentionally. Amal, and somebody intentionally, deliberately, purposefully, forcefully, you get the point. Vomited. And even if it's less than a mouthful, there's a difference of opinion on this, okay? The mainstream opinion within the Hanafi school, there's a difference of opinion, but the mainstream opinion is that even if it's less than a mouthful, if it's deliberate, you put your fingers in your mouth and you made yourself vomit, less or more, fast is invalidated. And if it happens unintentionally, undeliberately, the vomiting has overcome you, which the hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, this is the Sunnah of Nabi Dawud, man dhara'ahu al-qay'u, dhara'ahu yani ghalabahu, the one who is overcome by vomiting, wa huwa sa'im, and he is fasting, falaysa alayhi al-qada, there is no qada on him, which means that if somebody not intentionally fasted, and then he said, when is vomiting, when is taqa'a amalan falyaqdi, somebody who is overcome by vomit, then there is no qada on him. And if somebody deliberately vomited, then he has to make a qada. So we have two situations. If a person deliberately vomits, then their fast is broken, requiring only a qada, no kafara, because it's not kafara, it's not to eat anything. And if it's unintentional vomit, then what? Then what? Fast is not broken altogether. Okay, no qada, nothing. And if somebody returned back inside a vomit, then what? If somebody swallows, they vomited and swallowed, as long as it's just in the mouth. If it's outside and then you swallow, there's another ruling, okay? But if somebody within the mouth returned, that's why I use the word return it. Returned it back in, because if it's outside, then it's not returning, it's taking in, entering. This is just returning it back down where you came from. Okay? So if somebody returns back vomit which was unintentional, doesn't break your fast, does not invalidate your fast, so but a person returned it back, then will your fast break or not? It will break your fast, but here the condition is that it has to be mouthful. Here the condition is that it has to be mouthful. So if small amount came and you returned it back, fast is not broken. But if it's mouthful, somebody like a full mouth and they took it all back in, then that will invalidate your fast. Do you understand the vomiting issues? It's clear? Okay, we end with this inshallah. We've got questions to cover, we'll cover in the next session.